DW.
Eunice Omolu grabs a large gray plastic box from a pile of boxes. Gently, she takes off the lid. Inside, the box is lined with egg cartons that neatly divide the box into small chambers. In each of these separate chambers are crickets, lots of them. One box could contain up to 1,500 crickets, even as many as 2,000. In her kitchen, Omolu easily has 60 of these boxes, all neatly stacked on top of each other. Why does she have that many bugs in her house? Omolu breeds crickets and then sells them.
I started it as a hobby, and now it is becoming a business. For consumption, somebody, I think, are doing consumption.
Insects, crickets, grasshoppers, termites are everywhere in Western Kenya, and these critters often end up on dinner plates. But until recently, catching insects was seen as child's play rather than serious business.
They would say that these things, we only picked them when we were little, because you would run around the farm, run around the gardens and pick one cricket or two crickets. You roast them on a naked fire out there in the garden and eat.
That's Monica Ayeko, a university professor in Bondo near Lake Victoria.
I started working on insects when I realized that there are a lot of people, particularly children, who are extremely undernourished. And they are malnourished because they don't have adequate food. And yet we have a lot of insects in the lake region.
Catching crickets in the wild is a tedious process. It takes a long time and isn't very efficient. With her research, Ayeko has come up with the best methods for raising crickets and has taught her techniques to breeders. Grace Achieng is one of them.
It's not hard work. We feed them with cabbage, flour, and a mixture of other fodder. In nature, insects live on greens, so we give them that here as well.
Eating insects was still considered normal for her grandparents, but today's young people remain skeptical. Judith Dauma was one of the brave ones who actually ate a cricket to see what it tastes like.
I once tried a fried insect and it was good. My mother prepared them and I took only one. I removed the head and took a tiny bite and then quickly ate the whole thing because it was delicious.
Monica Ayeko says it's much easier to grind grilled crickets into a fine powder and use that as flour for cooking.
The idea now, how to bring in a processed food such that it doesn't look like a bug cricket that's going to bite somebody. That's when I started working on biscuits, because I know biscuits are a favorite of children.
Cakes, biscuits, and porridge made with insects are now available in local supermarkets, made by a company that buys the bugs from the breeders. But the extra income isn't the most important part, says Silpa Ayango.
With regular food, my son was incredibly thin. But then I gave him crickets and I saw a huge difference. His body changed and he looked healthy.
The insects are packed with essential amino acids, vitamins and minerals such as iron and zinc. And, says Monica Ayeko, they're free from chemicals. And most importantly, they're cheap.
This is a protein for future, because we are getting into a stage where we cannot farm sheep, cattle, goats and all that. We need these small animals that can give us very rich nutrients.
DW.